Ngamihi o Te Ata. The All Blacks lock Sam Whitelock has to get through full contact training today if he's to be available for Saturday's third Bledisloe Cup test in Sydney. Whitelock missed the second test at Eden Park with concussion, but he's in Australia with the team ahead of their four games against the Wallabies and Argentina. The All Blacks can retain the Bledisloe Cup with victory this weekend, and Whitelock hopes he's cleared to play.
Obviously missed the second one and then had that extra week, so had a bit of extra time to take it slowly, and normally have a bit of contact on Tuesday, so we'll have some scrum stuff too and some more stuff, so get through that, then hopefully it'll be available.
Sam Whitelock. Jacob Umanga has been added to the England rugby squad for this weekend's Six Nations decider in Italy and the November Nations Cup games. Umanga, the son of former Samoa international Mike and the nephew of former All Black Tana Umanga, got his first call up to the England senior side in January but hasn't yet played. England could seal the Six Nations title with a bonus point win against Italy this weekend if the result of the France-Ireland match goes their way. The former Canterbury halfback Willie Hines is also in England's 36-man squad. Manchester United and France midfielder Paul Pogba says he will take legal action after reports said he was to quit international football. Pogba was reported to be withdrawing from the France national team over comments made by the country's president, Emmanuel Macron, about Islam. World Cup winner Pogba, who is Muslim and has 10 goals and 72 caps for France, says the reports are false. And Cricket South Africa's entire board has resigned, with an interim committee likely to be tasked with bringing the governing body out of its administrative turmoil. Cricket South Africa has been battling governance issues with a damning internal report, providing a long list of concerns about the actions of various staff members. Koina na purongo, hakina kina.